finally, we got on the air all the way around. Thunderstorms. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show with Buddy Boo, July 15, 2010. And that was, of course, Holly Penfield from our From Andromeda Love album that we did about 5 years ago. And on the line might be Steve Barish. Are you on the line, Steve?
Yes, sir. Right here.
So what's been going on with you, man? We're having a lot of thunderstorms out here in California today.
Really?
Really cool. Probably the only rain we'll have in the next 2 or 3 months. You know,
wow.
It poured real hard for about 3 minutes, and then it quit. But
did it really?
Knocked the power out, and all the computers were down, so we had to get them all going again, including the phone system. So.
It was really nice out here today. It's,
huh?
It's very, very nice out here today. It's about 81 degrees, 82 degrees, really nice.
Oh, cool.
Better than 96. We had 96 degree weather all last week.
Nice.
That was really warm.
Yeah. So what have you been doing all week anyway?
Well, I've been doing a lot of energy work. I had a client that I had to go see in the hospital. He's a very bad diabetic, and he had a heart operation, and his liver failed, and they couldn't find the bleeding. I found the bleeding, and I stopped that. I got his liver working again. So I've been busy. I've been a busy boy.
But was he on dialysis or what?
Yeah, he was on dialysis. They can't give him full dialysis. He's on half dialysis, whatever that means.
Well,
but,
it means kidneys
he's doing
still
a lot
work.
Better.
Usually
Excuse
with
me?
Diabetics, the kidneys go bad more than the liver.
Yeah, but his liver, for some odd reason, stopped functioning. They think it's because of the stress of the operation he had on his heart.
Yeah, you don't last too long without a liver.
Yeah, so
but they repair quick, too.
I got his liver going again.
Oh, good.
So,
how old
that
is
took
he,
a
anyway?
Lot. Pardon? 60, he's our age, 67, 68.
Yeah, would he have bad eating habits growing up or what?
I think so.
Yeah,
he wasn't feeling very well, and his wife called me and gave me the scoop on what was happening. So I went to the hospital, and I worked on him in the hospital. I just saw multidimensional levels of energy go through his heart, his liver, and his pancreas.
Yeah.
And when I left there, I just found out today that he had made some kind of recovery that they didn't expect. So I guess we're doing some good work out there, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it starts in childhood with these people. One of the girls who works for me now, her son is a very good friend of mine. I really like this kid. He's only like 5. But when she's up here working, her husband sneaks him candy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he comes up, he might as well just give him speed, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you put sugar in a kid's body like that, it's a 12 carbon atom sugar.
Yeah.
And what breaks down, the only way the body can utilize it is if it's 6 carbon. So in a breakdown process, it goes from 12 to 9. Well, that's when the body starts absorbing it as ethanol.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ethanol, and so it's pure alcohol. So when you take a kid, it's 5 or 6 years old, and he's got a lot of, you know, a lot of people just give him Ritalin afterwards, which just drugs them. After they create all that ethanol in their brain.
Yeah.
What happens, it creates, that candy bar will create more ethanol in the brain than if you or I drink a beer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that strong. That's why you see these kids that are strung out on sugar, and they're running around, and they're screaming and hollering and just jumping, and the parents are just like, what do I do with this kid? He won't even stop and listen to us. You know, he doesn't even seem to acknowledge we're saying anything. It gets that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they get them on Ritalin, or they send them to school with candy in their lunch bucket, which, of course, they're going to eat as soon as they get out of the parent's sight. They're not going to wait till noon and go off in the afternoon. They're going to have it in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm giving them Ritalin.
Yeah.
What happens is, after 5 or 6 or 7 years of that, the kid's hitting like 12 or 13, he's already an alcoholic. He doesn't know it yet, but he's already become an alcoholic. So then what happens they start drinking beer. They'll sneak into the parents' booze and their beer and their wine and all the other stuff they have.
Right.
And so by the time they're 17 or 18, they're hardcore alcoholics. And that's a good cross-section of America. Once they become hardcore alcoholics, usually by then, they're not eating very good. And they get on up into their, you know, late 20s, early 30s, and then they suddenly realize they're not only hypoglycemic, but they're becoming diabetic. And probably 70% of America is pre-diabetic right now.
Yes, yes.
Because of the fast food, the alcohol, and the candy bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Buddy knows about that stuff. He needs a candy bar, but he's not allowed. You're not allowed, are you? No candy for a bird. Nope. Not at all. Not even a marshmallow. Those are horse hoofs. Yeah. No horse feet.
Yeah, he's Buddy Booth. Like, he likes to be the star of the show, as you can tell.
Yeah, for sure. Hello?
Had a caller coming
Hello?
In there?
This...
Yes, hi.
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hi, is Dr. Fred there too?
Yes.
Oh, hey guys, good to talk to you guys.
Who is that?
This is Chester. I'm from Rockville, Maryland.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask both of you. I am waiting on my projector.
Yeah.
I spoke to the account, and she said to go with the diamond, zircon.
Well, all depends.
And I was just wondering. What was that?
It all depends on what you want to spend on, how powerful you want it.
Have
you already ordered it or what?
I already ordered it, but I'm still waiting on it.
Oh, okay. When did you order it?
Delivered it about a month ago.
Okay. And you didn't get it yet?
No, not yet. I think it's coming in August.
Oh, okay.
So
when
I was wondering, should I? What was that?
You ordered it with cubic zircon or zircons?
Well, she recommended a zircon, and I was just wondering, should I get something like an amethyst instead? Or...
Yeah, we have some with amethyst. Sometimes we use amethyst. Depends on how intense you want it to work, you know?
Right. I asked Mikkel, she said go for a zircon.
Yeah, zircons are good, you know? They work really well. If you really want to spend some money, put diamonds in them, and then they really kick ass, you know. But some people don't want to put the diamonds in them. But
right.
I got one on now with some diamonds in it. It's pretty neat. It's a lot more intense. I wear one with, I think it has a topaz in it, and it's a silver one, and then I have this platinum one with diamonds, so I switch back and forth. But
wow.
The platinum's a bit intense. But I'll tell you what, I have a silver one, and the silver one was a zircon, I mean, with some brown stone in there. It works very well. It works very well for me. It's,
okay.
You got to wear it about a week before it really gets going, you know, and then
okay.
It really takes off. And then because you start asking, most people ask for things and want things to happen. And so nothing happens at first that they can notice, but what happens is, they keep going after different things, and all of a sudden, it's always already the entanglement process has already happened, but you don't see it on the physical plane right away. But about a week to 2 weeks later, you do, and then you keep seeing more and more and more until it overwhelms you. And that's usually when people take it off and put the receptor back on until things slow down a little bit. It's worked that way for most of my clients, including myself. When you want to crank things
That's
up,
awesome.
Throw the projector on and give it a week, and things get cranked up pretty good, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Steve could tell you about that. He had a platinum one once, didn't you, Steve?
I still have my platinum projector. The zircon's going to do you well.
Okay, good.
The zircon, it feels very, very good for you.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear. I have a standalone already.
Yes.
So I don't know if Mikkel said that the necklace was going to be like the link between me and the standalone.
Yeah.
But I was just at the Coleman Mines
about
2 weeks ago. Yeah. And I asked to see if they had any large crystals, and they took me to the back room, the acre lot, and I was just like overwhelmed with all the stuff that they had. It was huge. I've never seen so much crystal in my life.
Were you at Ronnie's place or Jimmy's place?
Ron's.
Yeah, okay. They took you out to the warehouse?
Yes, the one in the back.
Yeah.
And I had the whole thing to myself, and I was just like looking at every little piece, wishing I'd had something. But I ended up finding a place, like a stone store, in Tennessee. And they had this one stone that was 35 pounds, and it was from Brazil.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, is that going to be considered a master crystal?
No. First of all,
no.
It's not heavy
okay.
enough. Secondly, it's the wrong crystalline structure because it's below the equator. the orbit of the electron is in the opposite direction on the water
right.
molecule. So I'm choking here. I need some water. Ronnie probably didn't have any master crystals because I have them all.
Okay, yes, I've heard that on another interview.
Did you ask him if he had any master crystals?
He wasn't there. There was some other people that were there, and they were helping me.
Probably
and the guy that I asked, he said that he just heard of what that was. He didn't really know what it meant.
Yeah, well, that was Kevin there? Kevin knows. Kevin
I don't. I didn't know that.
Right? Yeah, he runs the whole thing now. That's his son.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know who I spoke to. I should have gotten
his
name.
But he's a big, tall, thin guy. Real.
No, he was a younger kid.
Oh, that's somebody else then. Yeah, Kevin's about 30 now.
Okay,
I knew Kevin
okay.
when he was in diapers. Now he's grown up and gotten married and he's got kids, you know. But they don't know. Ron knows what a master crystal is, but and Kevin knows, but the other people don't because they don't have any anymore. They ran out about
right.
5, 6, 7 years ago. And then me and John Anderson bought them all, and we still have them. And we don't have a lot. We've sold so many of those things because they're so valuable now. And,
yeah.
I've had people buy them from us, keep them 5, 6 years, and for some strange reason they want to sell them, and they get twice what they've paid for them. You know? Just, the prices kept going up on them, like gold.
Right, right.
Yeah, so you asked Steve about master crystals. He didn't even want one.
Yeah, Fred talked me into a crystal. First time I talked to Fred about it, he was driving me crazy for a year. And
wow.
I said, I really don't want one. And he said, try it. Take my word for it, try it. So I did order one, and it's absolutely incredible. The crystal is actually alive.
Yeah.
And it
yes.
will send energy to different parts of the body. I've seen it myself with my own eyes. I've actually seen energy come off the crystals and either go to the heart or the pancreas or the liver or the stomach. And when
That's
it
amazing.
Does, it gets the body parts warm. So I wouldn't trade mine for all the tea in Texas. It really does work. It's a fabulous crystal, and I thank Fred all the time for it. You know, it's just something that's... I have it underneath my massage table. So when my clients come in and I'm using energy, I can actually see the energy go from the crystal to the people that need it, and it's really fabulous. So it does
right,
work.
Right.
I also want to ask you... Yes, go ahead, please.
I was actually considering... I have a friend in Buffalo, and I told him about you, and you know you're in Rochester, so I thought...
Yes.
Could I come visit your place and see the standalones that you have?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. I'll call you back.
Not a problem at all.
It'd be great to go up there.
Where do you live?
I'm in Rockville, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Just let me know. Give me an advance warning. And, I'll bring what I want to do. I have 2 flamethrowers. And I want to bring the other flamethrower in with the black one that I have. And mount them east and west or north or south. I have to figure it out when I get them both together. But I'd like to do that before you come up. So let me know when you're coming, and you know, it'll be great. You'll have a lot of fun here. I know my
friends. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely. Yeah. How about Moldavite?
Moldavite?
On a receptor or projector?
Moldavite is very, very strong. It's something, Fred and I talked about that many times. Moldavite is something that's pretty hard to get used to. It's not an easy piece to wear.
Yeah, it's an extraterrestrial stone.
It could take you off the planet. I mean, it's very, very powerful.
Yes,
it's very grounding.
One of those. He had one. I think he had a projector with Moldavite in it.
Yeah. I have a separate piece with Moldavite in it. It's museum quality, but I wear it once in a while when I want to wear it, and it's powerful stuff. But I think the necklace that you're wearing the zircon, I think it'll be perfect for you.
Okay, great. That's great.
Yeah, Steve's our standalone specialist when it comes to get one of those. That's when you want to kick it up a notch. And then it really kicks up a big notch when you do that. I always tell people to start out with the with necklace first and then add the other stuff because you can really notice it bump right up there, you know.
Right. Yeah, somebody sold me their standalone first, and I'd seen it before. I didn't really know what it was, but I knew it was a Fred Bell device. And so I went to see your website and explored it and learned as much as I could about it. And it was just, I've got to have this device. And then I learned that you need a receptor. I got the receptor. Then you need a projector, and I'm waiting on that. And, it's really cool. It's really awesome.
Where did you get the standalone from?
eBay.
Well, on eBay had one.
It was on eBay. And just by chance, I just happened to look under Fred Bell because I was looking for his book, Crystals of Light. And just out of habit, I bought the book off eBay. And then out of habit, I looked again the next week for his name on eBay. And someone had the projector, and I was shocked because I knew it was like something unusual.
What state was he in, do you remember?
I'm sorry?
What state did the guy that sold it from, where was he at?
Oh, I think somewhere out west. I don't know if it was California or New Mexico.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I've never seen one of those on eBay. I've seen a couple of receptors occasionally on there. Some people
I've seen there's one on now.
It'd be kind of funny to on eBay. Have a Fred Bell listing on eBay, you know, that would be kind of cool. That would do really well there. That's pretty interesting.
I think you'll have a lot of fun with that projector when you get it. It's really,
very
positive.
I definitely can't wait to get it.
Oh, yeah. Be a lot of fun to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you add those flamethrowers, then it really gets wild.
Yeah.
We got a lady out here in California that bought a star orb about 2 months ago. And because she was one of these like John Hall patients, you know, getting hit with the radiation and stuff. From the satellite. So then, you know, directly. So then she said that star orb only worked for part of her house. So we had to sell her a second one when she put it at the other end of her house. And so evidently they must have kicked the juice up on her because about 2 weeks later, she said she was still getting, it wasn't as bad, but it was still enough to keep her from sleeping very well, this radiation. And so, which of course brought weird thoughts. And so sometimes when they're doing that to you, you can even hear the control room in the background, and it's in your head, you know, which is kind of weird. Kind of like Pat Flanagan's, whatchamacallit thing that he made, patented. So anyway, she says, she says, now what do I do? I says, well, you need a directional device. These star orbs are for broadband ELF, but when you get the satellite stuff and it's directed at you as a person, and they have your auric signature on their in their big great computer, and they're running on those frequencies that your body runs at, I says, you need you need a flamethrower. And this woman doesn't have a lot of money. And I think she's taking some out of her savings. So she came down. She drove all the way down from L.A., which is 100 miles from here, and bought a flamethrower. And they're not cheap. And took that back. And I just kind of held my breath on that one to see if that was really going to help. Called up the other day and said she found the direction of the satellite. She had the flamethrower aimed right at it, and there was no more problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Highly directional. You know, highly directional. And I don't know if you've ever had those kinds of problems. We're talking to John Hall. He's been on Art Bell. And John Hall is a medical doctor, and he's a psychiatrist, and he's highly credentialed in that field. I don't know if he's Harvard or where he's from, but one of the better schools. So he and I and Colin Ross, who is another writer and medical doctor, and treat the same thing as the two of them do. I hooked them up together. And a bunch of other specialists, we're going to get together in Oakland and have like a special seminar on the 15th of August. But Colin Ross can't make it, so I think we're going to do it a little bit later. We may end up doing it on the East Coast now. I'm not sure. But we're all going to get together and make a presentation to people. That's going to be, we'll have it videotaped and everything. I don't know if we're going to have a guest or audience or how we're going to do it yet, but it's going to be real interesting, and we're really going to get into this stuff, you know, that we're talking about today. But it's a big concern. John Hall's got 2,000 patients right now that are getting hit with this stuff. And I don't have, I guess I wouldn't call my people out here patients, but I've got quite a number of them that are getting hit with this shit now that weren't like a year ago. You know, people I know that are not making it up or, you know, bipolar in the first place or on medication. These are regular, normal functioning people that are getting hit with this satellite transmission and this mind harassment. So it's good to have all these things around to deal with it when it comes. When the stuff comes and it starts happening to you, it's not very pleasant. You know, you don't know why you're depressed or why this is going on and that. It's just a weird feeling. I've been hit before, but I got you know, flamethrowers and stuff in operation right here where I'm at now and in Laguna Beach. And I used to have them in my shop down there, too. So, I mean, we use this stuff. It works.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
With my receptor, I guess it's the receptor. It's really weird what happens because, like, in a day, I'll just think of something out of the blue, and I won't, like, ask or anything. I'll just think of something. And later in the day, I'll experience, it's like a synchronicity or something, but it happens like
two to three times. It's a quantum entanglement.
Okay. It happens like two or three times a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what these things are designed to do. And that's why we have the new professional series, because the original receptor was designed as a... the original receptor was designed as a battery charging device for your DNA and a auric offset processor, meaning that you could process radiation. Even though the receptor became radioactive, you'd have to rinse it off, you know, once or twice a week. From taking the radiation out of your body, that's what they were originally designed to do, and protect you from the cell phone radiation and all that stuff. But then we got a new design now, and the old design worked on what's called scalar waves. And the new design doesn't. The new design is a quantum device. But what's happening is people that have the projector energy around them, like you have that standalone, and other people that have the projectors, the receptor started to behave like a quantum device. So we modified the bridge on it. We made five modifications on it, and there's three that are on the market now, already out there. And they're working very well on a quantum level. So at some point, I don't know what receptor you have, but you might want to consider one of the professional series.
Yeah, I've seen those. They're amazing. Mine is a four-leg wave bridge.
The what now?
Which I love. Mine's a four-leg wave.
Yeah, okay, that's Emerald. Old style. Those are great, but the new one... Like, I can see what you're doing. You're going to want one called the Ankh. That's the one that Steve and I are going to get. We're both saving up for it. You know, I wear different ones that clients have before I ship them out. I wear it for a day or two, you know, to make sure it works right.
Can you wear my? Can you put on my projector before you ship it out?
Yeah, I'll put it on. Not a problem.
That'll be great.
I got one on right now. It belongs to a client. It's really nice. I really like these things. I had an offer. I had I wore it for about a month, and I'd take it off because it was too strong. I'm going now. Now things slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
so they'll put it back on again.
They're amazing looking.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're pretty cool. We got a patent. You know, I don't know if you know about the patent on it. You hear about that, right? The patent?
What was that?
Did you hear about the patent thing that happened with the government and the projector?
You didn't hear about that? Well, I got a call back in March. Actually, it was in February from my patent attorney. And he's talking to the patent office because it was up there for patents. And the lady says she'll pass it as, she'll give it a patent, but this is a woman who's in the patent office. She says, I'll give it a patent, but I'm not going to allow you to use the name projector.
Oh, God.
I said, well, why not? And the attorney, he couldn't figure it out. They never, does that patent office try to change the name or something? They just don't do that. You know, it does not happen. But here they are. And it's happening. So then I said to the attorney, I said, well, what do we get a call? What do we name it? And he says, no, let them name it. So we asked the patent lady what she wants to call it. You know what she said? She calls it a light display device, which is even better than a projector. And I guess she had an experience with it, you know?
Oh, she did.
Yeah. And so on March 16th of this year, I received my patent. It's in the other room on my projector. It's now called a light display device. I thought it was pretty cool. You know?
Oh, wow.
The patent office,
so now,
you know, named it for me because they had an experience with it.
So it's called a light, now they call it a
light
display
device?
Light display device.
If you have your Ustream on, I can go grab the patent and show you over the...
Yeah, I'm looking at the Ustream right now. I'm watching
it. Hang on. I'll go get it.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and talk to Steve for a minute. I got to get a glass of water. I'm just choked.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to be really happy with your necklace when you get it.
Oh, I cannot wait. I can't wait.
It's really fabulous.
I'm thinking about getting the projector and the receptor, not yet, but having them gold plated. Is that going to amplify something?
It does amplify. The silver is right then and there. I mean, it's very, very close to being right in your face. In other words, what I'm saying is there's no ifs, ands, or buts with the silver. Gold is very, very soothing. It's beautiful to wear. I had a I had an 18-karat gold one with a platinum bridge, and it was just absolutely beautiful. But somebody needed it more than I did, so somebody walked away with it. But I did buy
Pardon? You let them have it? Or
No. They just liked it more than I did. And so I bought a platinum projector, and it's got diamonds in it, and it's extremely powerful. It's very, very powerful. But I think the silver one, you should wear it before you have the before you plate it in gold. Or if you want it plated in gold, then have it done before you get it from Fred, because they got people that really know what they're doing out there.
Yeah, right. I've got the paper. If you're looking on the camera, people can see it. There it is. You see that it's light display device. You read that?
Yeah, it's too funny.
Yeah, that's the patent office changed it around a little bit. I don't care. It was a design patent of 611-874-S is the March 16, 2010.
Yeah. But anyway, there's the actual patent itself, what it looks like. I got a plastic case here. I just thought that was funny as heck, you know.
Yeah.
Patent office had an experience with it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Fred, he asked a question with the... with the projector, he wanted to know if he could have it gold-plated before it came out.
Have a what?
Have it gold-plated.
Yeah, we can gold-plate it. Not a problem.
Because it would make it smoother for him.
Yeah. I want to look up his order. What's his full name?
Chester Velasco.
I
was just asking about the plating because I was thinking about either gold or platinum or... I've heard some people do rhodium, too.
Yeah, we do all those. I got this one on. This is platinum, but it had a white gold bridge on it, so we platinum plated the bridge, too. The whole thing is platinum. Then it had a silver chain on it, and we platinumed that. So the whole thing, the base of this is platinum. This one here. If you can see it or not. And the base is platinum. The bridge is white gold, and then the... chain is a heavy silver chain with a platinum plate on it. So we platinum plated the whole thing, even though it is platinum. That way it all matches.
It gives it a different effect than from the base metal if it's plated?
Well, yeah.
It's different?
You have to plate it. I mean, you don't have to plate it, but, I mean, it kicks it up a bit. Let's put it this way. It's a little bit more intense when you plate it because it's like it's adding an orgone plate to it. It's like an orgone effect.
Right. Okay. Now, is it safe to, with the silver one, is it safe to dip it in, like, silver solution?
Oh, yeah, to wash it?
Or is it best not to?
Yeah, I do that all the time on mine. I actually have a Northern Tool. You can buy for $30, you can buy a little ultrasonic cleaner and some solution with it. And I clean all my pieces that way. Yeah, they clean right
and it
up.
Takes away it takes away the tarnish on the silver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, real good. Yeah. But a lot of times people will trade in their receptors. You know, they have silver ones and they'll want a gold one, so they'll trade it in because we'll give them full credit. And then what they paid for it, as long as it's not beat up too bad, you know. And then what we'll do is I'll wash them off. They'll be dark. You know, after they get really dark. So I'll wash them off and I put them in that machine out there. Run it about 3 times. And... after that, they look pretty much like new. And so then, if they're not, you know, we can resell them then, or we'll send them up and have them polish some more if they need it. Depends on what they look like. And then we offer it as a, you know, at a discount to somebody that can't quite afford a brand new one, you know. So that works out good. We got a good turnover that way. You know? Yeah. People like to put them on cats and dogs, too. Dogs really like to wear them.
Yeah, I've actually downloaded all of your BBS interview, all of your interviews on BBS onto my iPod, and I'm going through them right now. There's just amazing. Some things that I just discovered you like a year ago.
Really?
And I was just like, okay, who is this guy? Who is this crazy guy? And the more I listened to it, the more you made sense, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's for real.
Oh yeah,
and I've got you on my iPod. Everything except today. So
today we
do it now.
We didn't get it all recorded today. I forgot to turn the machine on, but it's mostly recorded. It was recording when you came on, but the first part we didn't record because I had so much trouble. All my computers were off because of power failure. I couldn't get everything running again. We even started 5 minutes late. BBS radio is that we're having storms all up and down California to wipe them out too.
Wow. Yeah, we were having storms the other day, too. Yesterday, actually.
The shows you really want to, the real informative shows are the ones on Channel 2 of BBS Radio. Hey, come on, man. It's a little loud. I know you're trying to. So anyway, the CAN shows on Sunday night, they're on at 8 o'clock. There's 3 or 4 or 5 years of those things, maybe 4 years. Of those shows, now, those are the ones where I do the educational stuff. You know, we don't BS around. We talk about anything. And a lot of them are my lectures over the years, and those are pretty informative. There's a lot of new stuff on there, too. And I've got a lot of really famous big celebrities like Michio Kaku on there. They're on there.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty good archive file. I've just been waiting to get my book published, the newest one, which is pretty close to it now. And then I'll start interviewing all the people that are in my book, and we'll start having interviews again. But no sense in having any right now because, you know, we can pretty much cover any subject anyway, you know. If we get stuck on something, then we'll interview somebody. Like, for example, we bring Peter Cooley kind of out. He's pretty sharp on magnets. People really like him, so he's a regular on one of our regular guests.
Okay. Yeah, I think you've had him before, right?
Yeah, he comes on probably in the last couple of months. He's probably been on three times already.
Okay.
I've known him for years. I've known him all half his life. He's invented a lot of cool stuff. And written some good books. My humidity is getting to me today. Hey, come on, man. He can feel the energy. You know, he's normally not this bad. He's usually pretty quiet. But,
Who is that? Is that just Bella?
No, that's Buddy. Bella's just down the hall.
Oh, that's Buddy.
Yeah, Bella, after she laid eggs, she started biting. She couldn't handle her. So she can't be on my shoulder, so she'll bite me. He only bites when you want him to, right, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good boo. He's done quite a few shows now. He's getting pretty popular because he sings. He's not singing right now, but he sings, and so he's on YouTube a lot, but he is singing.
Right.
Steve, you need to start listening on YouTube a little bit.
I was actually listening to the one of the interviews of David Wynn, the judge.
Yeah, he's that judge over in Wisconsin.
I was listening to that day before yesterday, and I was fascinated. I kept rewinding and listening to it like twice. I still was like, how on earth do they get away with this stuff?
We haven't been doing constitutional issues. When we do those as a topic, we'll do a topic for 6 months, you know. And we haven't been doing that topic, so that's why it hasn't been on. Back when we were doing that, during Bush's time, we had him on a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I remember he said something about when Clinton asked the judge, what is?
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah, we were always, we had a lot of fun with that one.
Yeah.
A lot of contracts, a lot of contracts that people write are not legitimate by the letter of the law, because the word is not worded properly. Yeah, he's got little cells all around the country that teach you stuff. You'd have to get a hold of him, and you can look him up on the internet, and he's not hard to reach. You can call him up.
Okay. What size are the stones in the receptors and projectors? Is it 6 millimeters?
No, they're 6 millimeter. They're 1 carat or more on the receptors.
Okay.
Receptor the receptor called the ankh. There's a lot of little small. There's 21 small ones. So the whole carat on that's 3-point-something carats all together. Projectors are the big ones on the projectors are 1/3 of a carat, and the smaller ones are 1/4 of a carat. Yeah, right, buddy. No, I'm sorry. These ones on the projector are half a carat, and
mm-hmm.
half and a third. Yeah, there's 1 2/3 carats on a projector. That's what it is.
Okay.
Can't even remember my own stuff anymore.
They're a lot of fun to use. They really are. Just give yourself time.
Yeah.
Just give yourself time. Yeah.
Mikkel said to wear it for a month without the projector, and then put the projector back on.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wear one or the other. I don't wear them both. It's too conflicted for me, but I like them both. I really like the aunt, though. That one's got me spoiled. Steve and I are trying to sell our regular gold solid gold receptors so we can get the aunt.
Yeah.
They're just not cheap, are they?
Expensive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of energy would come from the Brazilian stone that I have?
Oh, that thing?
I mean, would it interact?
Amplifier, yeah. Yeah,
would it interact with
fire? Yeah.
Would it interact with the projector? Projectors?
Yeah, it'll work. Fine. It amplifies. it works with a laser. And what you'll create is what's called SPDC, spontaneous parametric down conversion. And what happens is, that's a physics term, but what happens is it pairs off the electrons on the crystal lattice when the laser hits it. And then it will link into your thought process. And it'll also link on into the action of your thought process simultaneously. And that's why they call it down conversion. And parametric is the pairing off of the two sets of electrons.
Okay.
In fact, they're actually photons, but sometimes they're electrons, which are a little bit bigger, but it can be either way. When it gets to its target, it will trigger an electron reaction. Like if you want something to happen, then somebody else has to make it happen. Or, you know, like you want, let's say you want to sell a car, okay? And you're a car salesman. Well, you do your SPDC to sell that car, and then somebody comes along and buys the car. So in order for them to buy the car, an electrical reaction has to happen in their brain where they want the car. Then they have to be able to afford the car. So the SPDC does all those things simultaneously. So all you have to do is wait. You have to wait till everybody realizes what's just happened, because it happens instantaneously. But it might be a month before a person comes in and actually walks off with a car. You'll get the hang of it once you start doing it.
It's a scientific question. Is an electron light?
Is it? No, an electron is not light. Photons are light.
Okay.
Electrons are charged particles, very small particles, that can amplify and be hooked together to produce, you know, a large amount of work. And that's how we use them in electricity. But also your body uses them to produce cells. I mean, they're used to make things happen. They're the workhorse of the atom. And the protons are just around, you know. The electrons are ones that are actually moving.
Right.
And the protons wake up with other protons, and then, of course, the mass changes.
They always say that the electron is moving.
Electrons again. So they start kicking up a little bit, right? Especially if you heat up something, then it really speeds it up. Because they'll absorb heat as energy, and it increases their velocity. Yeah.
Every time I look up, like, electron, it always says something like, it's moving at close to the speed of light.
Hey. Yeah. That's when you start getting into... If you're talking about electrons, in physics we have... MeV, well, we have KV, MV, MeV, and BeV. Okay, KV is, you know, kilowatt power, kilovolts, like 1,000 volts. When you start getting into millions of volts, you're moving. Usually, you're working with a linear accelerator or a static generator of some sort, like our ion shower, for example. And then when you get up into BeV, billion electron volts, you're usually playing around with an atom smasher. And so, you know, like a linear accelerator or a Bevatron or a Hadron, the large particle collider over in Switzerland. And that's when you really start. So the particles in them, as they go through the different grids, are pushed away from one grid and pulled to another, and that's where they start to approach the speed of light. Okay, that's what they're referring to, approaching the speed of light.
Okay.
Mostly a physics term, and using particle acceleration physics.
Wow.
That's cool stuff.
Amazing.
But you can make, when you know how to do quantum work, like we do, or learning, we're students of it, you start using the projector, that type of device will accelerate the energy on whatever it's beamed at. And the mental part of your brain is what beams it. And it can do anything you want it to. A lot of people don't understand the coupling process, and so they're insecure about it, so it doesn't really work that well for them. But once you understand the coupling process, and the only way you need to understand it is the fact that it works. Once you actually realize it works, then it gets very powerful. You know,
right.
It can take over if you're not careful. It can really, really get you going.
Wow.
Depends on how responsible you are, you know.
Right. So are we all going to be trying to get the price of gold down with the projector sometime?
It's not good. It ain't coming down. It's going to stay there. Chinese have quite a bit of gold now. They're holding on to it, so and they use it in the electronics industry. And they need more and more gold all the time for that. So the price will actually go up on gold. It'll start rising. It'll probably hit 2,000 in another few years.
Right.
When I started working with it, with our product, it was $75 an ounce. That was in 1975. I remember that. And then it jumped to $125 an ounce. And that was a lot of money, we thought. We were plating those pyramids. One of our pyridomes, even though it's a 9-inch pyridome, take all the steel in that thing and lay it all out. You got a 9 times 8, 72 inches of wire there, being plated. The diameter is a quarter inch. That's a lot of gold. So our pyridomes started out at $10 retail, and now they're like $60 retail because the gold price went up.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I've sold solid gold receptors in the past in the 80s. When it was 275 an ounce or something. Now we would sell them for $4,500 a solid gold receptor. I've seen people buy them in those days and turn around and sell them later on for $8,000 because that's what we sell them for now, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've people out that really bought our stuff, solid gold early, made money on the gold, just on that alone. And then the diamonds, too. The diamonds have gone up, especially the yellow diamonds.
Fred, we're going to have to say goodnight very soon.
Yeah, it's running out of time. He said go up to the top of the hour, didn't he?
Is that what he said? Okay, good.
Yeah, we got another 4 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Fred, I've always had a question about the pyramid. Why is the pyramid shaped? Why was it so popular with Egyptians, and how did they know to make that shape? And why is it that particular shape? Why couldn't it be like a cube?
Feel the energy, the chi force on them right away. It's also one of the Platonic solids, too, and also the Atlanteans that built a lot of that stuff that Egypt has now. Egypt was just a babysitting country. They didn't really build that much. The Atlanteans built most of that stuff. And or descendants of Atlantis, which were the early dynasties, the pharaohs, you know. They were all descendants of Atlantis. And that was handed down from 12,000 years ago. And that wasn't just, I mean, there's no way that just out of the blue, 5,000 years ago, somebody would build a Cheops pyramid. You know what I mean? It wasn't done that way. It was built longer back than that, and it was built based on a science that was 25,000 years old, which was originally Pleiadian science, which was brought here by the Rishis and given to the Brahmins 26,000 years ago, and then it ended up in Atlantis 12,000 years ago. So it's all based on early history. They're just starting to find the records and stuff that we're talking about now. And Zali Hamas over there, the guy that runs the curator for Egypt, he's not putting out too much information to the public. They're kind of making it classified. They don't really want the world to really know what really happened. But I think it takes some of the wind out of their sails as Egyptians, as being scientists, because they weren't. You know, they were all, they're only caretakers. like museum holders, you know what I mean? All right, so we're kind of running out of time now, I guess. I guess we better shut the show down here. We're right up on 6 o'clock or so. Hey, Steve, you want to put your phone number out there for everybody?
Yes. If you need my help, please don't hesitate to call me. It's 585-746-8321. Thanks, Fred. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, mine's 1-800-729-2603.
Yep.
And that's the show for the day. And Holly Penfield, sing us out of here. Buddy Boo loves it. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show at BBS Radio, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific, Thursdays. See you next week.